Great to have your company on Sports Day. Time to talk rugby. Rugby fans, the ultimate rematch is looming. And, of course, the Wallabies are coming to town to take on England. Wallabies hooker, Folau Fanga, is joining us for a chat after what's been a big day for him. We'll talk about the big match against the old enemy, England, this weekend shortly. But, Folau, thanks for your time and congratulations on securing a one-year deal with the Western Force today.
Yeah. Cheers, mate. It's exciting times. And they're coming, and I'm excited to head over to Perth and continue to work on what they've been working on.
Obviously, a new coaching structure at the Western Force emerging. What do you see as the future for a team that's had some struggles over the past couple of seasons, albeit they made some finals last year? But you'd like to see some sustained success on that front.
Yeah. Obviously, I guess it was obviously just a few losses there that could have gone either way, but. Yeah, I guess with the new coaching staff, it's exciting rugby that they're bringing into the franchise, and with the boys that they've secured lately and potentially new signings, it'll be an exciting year next year.
Folau, great to have you with the Western Force, and of course committing to Australian rugby as well, part of that announcement. For you though, what's been the key, I guess, to get across to Perth, and how tough was it to say goodbye and move on from the Brumbies?
Yeah, it was obviously a tough one. Spent my previous 5 seasons out in Canberra, and it's a place I hold really close to my heart. It was a club who gave me my first shot at a world stage, but I guess we had three other quality hookers at the Brumbies, and I guess it was time to part ways and allow young Billy Pollard and the rest of those blokes to come through and really take the club to another level.
What do you know about Perth? You would have been here and played a number of times. What were you looking forward to about getting over here?
I tell you one thing I know is that it's not going to be -4, -5 early mornings, mate. I'm going to be looking forward to a few nice sunrises and getting my body into that water, mate.
A lot warmer than Canberra, I can definitely tell you that. You'll enjoy it when you do get over here, and it's great to have you here. And, of course, coming across and being here with the Wallabies as well, and a huge clash against England this week.
Yeah, it's an exciting one. It's going to be an interesting and exciting 3-test match series. Whoever's wearing that jersey this weekend, it's going to be a cracker of the game. Both teams come to play, and they both want to win. And it's going to be a blockbuster game.
Have some of your former Brumbies teammates been getting stuck into you already?
Yeah. I've got Robert Valentini there, Pete Samu. Getting a bit chirpy around camp at the moment, but kind of put them back into their spots real quick and let them know that I haven't gone just yet.
Can you give us a bit of an insight as to what it's like inside a Wallabies camp?
Yeah, it's been a tough couple of days. We obviously got together, I think it was like 11 days ago. It's been a tough couple of days, just getting the body right and just getting a few combinations right. But it's test week and the boys are ready to rock and roll.
Is it a tough thing to do, in 11 days and a little bit to get ready to play and get all those things that you're trying to work out heading into a clash against such a powerful side as England?
With a few new faces and it's first timers in the squad, you just got to give everyone like a bit of run around training and build their confidence for anyone getting selected to be ready to play that first game.
Now, Folau, you've played 25 times for the Wallabies, two during the 2019 World Cup. I want to take you back to your debut, though, 2018, All Blacks, Auckland. Talk about the prospect of facing a hostile crowd, but also a team that is world-renowned as being the best for so long.
That was quite an emotional debut for myself and the family. It was one of those ones where you come off the bench and you just try to give it your all in everything that you could do. First line out, first scrum, first carry. And, I guess it was probably one of the toughest debuts. It was a start and it was an exciting journey so far.
27 years of age, I think, for you, Folau. In terms of rugby, I suspect you've got at least 4 or 5 years left in you, pending health with your body. Is that a fair call?
Yeah, mate, you can add another 10 on there. No, jokes. I guess at this age now, when you start heading into when you get a bit older, you start managing your body a bit wiser. You don't really go out and do the same thing you used to be when you're 21 year old, and the body is definitely feeling it. So I just got to, I don't really do what I used to do 5 years ago anymore. So yeah, I guess just being smart around listening to your body and how you, manage your body.
And when it comes to England, in brief, Adam talked about the camp and what you do to try and obviously get your own play and your own system in place for this weekend. Do you spend any time looking at England and what they have dished up in the past?
Yeah, you go through that real early in the week. But then, again, in the back end of the week, it's just all about us. It's only us that's going to hurt ourselves if we don't concentrate too much on ourselves. You do your review on England and what they've done in the past, but you kind of need to focus on ourselves at the moment and just let the series play out, really.
Back at Optus Stadium, it was obviously a tough one against the All Blacks last year. What did you make of the venue? And, of course, you might have a little bit of a happy memory, given you scored in that match.
Yeah, it was the first time I crossed over the white line for a international try, and it's quite cool. I think we've still got the record for a sporting event at that stadium. I think it was 61,000, I think 2018.
Yep.
Or 19. In terms of the stadium, it's a cracker stadium to open up this test series, and Perth really do get around a sport, and why not kick off a series in Perth?
And the rivalry between the two teams, it I know we've touched on it a little bit, but it's just, it's so good, isn't it? I mean, they've had the wood over us a little bit lately, England, but it's great to go up against them.
Yeah. If you look at the history of the battle between the Wallabies and the England team, it's been cracker games between both. I think the last time Oz won was maybe the 2015 final, was it? Correct me if I'm wrong. World Cup match. But the boys are prepped well and everyone's ready to go.
And, Folau, just before we let you go, when does the group arrive in Perth? And I'm not sure if there are any open training sessions. That's not your area of expertise, I'm guessing. But how many training runs will you have in Perth? And will you get a captain's run at Optus Stadium on Friday? What's the plan?
I think that's not really sure. I'm not pretty sure about that. I don't look too far ahead in the week. I just take it day by day, to be honest. We just had finished dinner, so that's all I just think about just then.
Do you know what day you get here?
Thursday, I think.
Oh, gee.
Just hop on the plane when you're told to get on the plane and focus on England.
I don't look too far ahead. I just do as I'm told on the day.
Okay, well, I'm going to look a bit further ahead than you are, Folau, because I can tell you 19 degrees, sunshine on Saturday. It's going to be spectacular conditions here in WA. Make sure you get someone to pick you up and take you to the ground, because we need to make sure you're there on time and the right day, because there's some concern after this discussion. But, mate, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and best of luck on the weekend with the Wallabies and also with the Western Force with your new contract.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
There it is. For rugby fans, the ultimate rematch is looming. Folau Fangar joining us, part of the Wallaby squad. He's just on a new contract with the Western Force, a one-year contract with the Force, heading across from Canberra to Perth. Perhaps, and of course, the biggest rugby rivalry, the ultimate rematch right here in Perth this July. Tickets on sale now. And importantly, if you can't get to the game or you're going to the game, Adam, we've got a way for you to keep in touch with every part of the match.
Certainly. Make sure you take your radios along and tune in. Mick Collis is very, very excited about calling the rugby. They did the game last year, and they're back to do it again on Saturday night with such a big crowd in there. 6PR is the place to hear it if you want to go along and listen to the experts in our commentary team that's been assembled. Mitch Hardy, of course, a former Wallaby. Heath Tessman, former Western Force player. Mick Collis will be calling all the action, and Ian Pryor will be there as well. So great commentary team assembled for Saturday night from just after 5 o'clock at Optus Stadium. So make sure you take your radios along, tune in, and enjoy what is going to be a fantastic night. And 2 weeks in a row, Skeet, massive international fixtures being played at Optus Stadium. Well, not international, but massive fixtures to be played. An interstate one with State of Origin last week. But great to see the stadium being used to its best and fullest capacity.
Yeah, 59,000 on Sunday. I'm expecting that and maybe a couple more on Saturday night. Perfect conditions. Australia, England, make sure you get along if you can. As I said, tickets on sale now. More of Sports Day coming your way right after this.